Jin debuts the astronaut video. Katy Perry pokes fun at viral eye glitch, and Dolly Parton has no intention of doing another tour. It's Friday, October 28th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Jin's highly anticipated solo single, The Astronaut, and its official video have arrived. The song was written by British band Coldplay, with credits also given to Jin, DJ producer Kygo, and Coldplay frontman Chris Martin's 16-year-old son, Moses Martin. Also listed are 75-year-old composer and vocalist Joan LaBarbera and the late Icelandic composer Jóhann Jóhannsson, both of whose work is interpolated. Chris Martin, Moses Martin, and James Keyes provided backing vocals on the song, which were produced by Kygo and frequent Coldplay collaborator Bill Racco. It does feel more distinctively like a Coldplay song than necessarily does a Jin song, opined Rion Daly at Enemy, who praised Jin's vocals. Though Jin stands apart from BTS here, his individual artistic identity still isn't given much room to manifest. Rolling Stone's Christine Kwok noted, the song captures elements of Coldplay's signature sound with its echoing vocal effects and synth buildups. The official video for the song features a cameo by Chris Martin as a news anchor. Jin will perform the song live for the first time at Coldplay's concert in Buenos Aires this Friday. Coldplay collaborated with BTS last year on My Universe. Jin, who turns 30 in December, will be the first member of BTS to enlist for mandatory military service. Katy Perry has capitalized on her viral eye glitch to announce an extension of her Las Vegas residency play. Social media was abuzz over a 17-second video clip posted on TikTok by a fan that showed Perry on stage with her right eye closed and her left eye open. She tapped her temple several times until the right eye stayed open. The clip, which has racked over 19 million views, sparked playful reactions on social media, including speculation that Perry might in fact be a robot or a clone. Most people recognize it as an age-old gag, that baby doll that you had a kid with the eye that kept closing, noted Mariana Eagle, and noted that Perry has previously spoken about her wonk eye. On last season's American Idol, she said, "I used to be worried about it, then a bunch of my fans created a fandom over my wonk eye. I even have a fandom that calls itself Katie's wonk eye. It's my right eye." Others correctly predicted that the clip would bring out anti-vaxxers. "She's got that Pfizer eye," tweeted conservative comedians. On Thursday, Perry shared a clip of the label POV when you see 2023 new play dates. In the caption, the pop star pokes some fun at the reaction. "Welcoming all my flat earthers, space is fakers, birds aren't realers, sky isn't bluers to come see my broken doll eye party trick in real life in Las Vegas." Dolly Parton says her days of touring are done. The 76-year-old country legend has not done a tour since 2016's Pure and Simple tour, which included stops in 8 Canadian cities. "I do not think I'll ever tour again," Parton told Polestar, "but I do know I'll do a special show here and there, maybe a long weekend of shows or a few shows at a festival, but I have no intention on going on a full-blown tour anymore." Parton, who did 12 tours during her career, said they take so much time and energy. She explained, "I like to stay a little closer to home with my husband Carl Dean. We're getting older now, and I don't want to be gone for 4 or 5 weeks at a time. Something could happen. I would not feel right about that if I were gone and somebody needed me, or I feel bad if I had to leave tour and somebody got sick at home and needed me, then I had to walk out on the fans." Parton said it takes weeks of work to come up with a new show for a new tour and months of planning. "It's more involved than people have any idea. You really need a year and certainly 6 months to plan a great tour, just preparing to get ready and hit the road," she said. "So you can't just go off and do a few shows. You have to commit to doing enough shows to make all the time and effort pay off." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.